It's 88.5 KCSN. Nick Harcourt with you. ZZ Ward joins us. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in. I know we're going to catch up in just a little while, but you're going to play a couple of songs for us. Who you got in the studio with you this morning, by the way?
Eric Walls.
Welcome.
Incredible musical director and guitarist.
Right. Well, let's catch up in a while. What are you going to play for us first?
We're going to play a song called 365 Days.
All right. ZZ Ward on KCSN.
Your clothes out on the blacktop, scattered suits on the street, frames and broken pictures in the midst of September heat. We set these nights on fire so hot we burned it down. Now all that's left of us is ashes on the ground. I told you back in June, you knew damn well what I would do. 365 days, even making you wait. So keep your two-time end games. It's a lot of too late. The summer's over, 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 over. Drop your keys from six stories. Shout out, it's been in green. Don't tell lies in heaven or an angel will get me. Diamonds and white gold watches, watch how fast they will soar. You always said you wanted to give back to the poor. I told you back in June, you knew damn well what I would do. 365 days, you've been making you wait. So keep your two-time head games. It's a lot of too late. The summer's fall off these trees. I will spend the winter nights holding on to what ain't right. You might break your words real fast, but might have made it last 365 days. You've been making you wait. So keep your two-time head game. It's a lot of too late. The summer's over, over, over. Dishes or stained glass lights for a table we'll never sit at, in the house that we won't ever get. I won't wake up and pick out your tie. Oh no, you won't come home and kiss me at night. We won't lie in this king bed for two. Say goodbye to us saying I do. No more white picket fences, no more lace filled with vows. No more, you're the only one, cause that's all done with now. This is the last love song I'll ever write for you. This is the last love song. I can sit in by one way out of the city. Everything that I need, got it with me. No more white picket fences, no more lace fields of vows, no more you're the only one, 'cause that's all done with now. This is the last love song I'll ever write for you. This is the last love song I'll ever write for you. All these notes and all these words are all that's left in me. Burn these pages, count my walls, one last song to set me free. No more white picket fences, no more lace fields of vows, no more you're the only one, 'cause that's all gone with you now. This is the last love song I'll ever write for you. This is the last love song I'll ever write for you. This is the last love song I'll ever write for you. Oh, oh.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Our guest in studio is ZZ Ward. Thanks for playing for us. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Now, I know you were here with Sky Daniels, and it's got to be the beginning of the year, right? Or maybe even the end of last year.
I can't remember.
It's a while ago. It's nice to have you back. You and I met briefly probably about 6 months ago, though, when you did a Guitar Center podcast. Mm-hmm. For us, which was fun. And we had a much more in-depth conversation then than we're going to have right now, obviously, because of time restrictions. But let's catch up a little bit. First of all, those two songs, obviously, we'll do the promo. They're from your album. Mm-hmm. And we've been playing three songs from the album, I think, now, in Till the Casket Drops. And this record's actually been out a while now, which is fantastic, because a lot of times records come and they're gone pretty quickly. And here you are 8-9 months later on this record. And it's taking off still, isn't it? It's kind of like...
Yeah, it's like, it's been like, you know, it's been very, very amazing since it's come out. I mean, it seems to still be growing, and I'm, you know, there's still people that, you know, haven't heard of me. So I have people now that, you know, have been to 2 or 3 shows, and then I have people that, you know, will be like, oh my gosh, I've never heard of you before today, but we know, we love you. So yeah, it's been cool.
I'm intrigued to know what it's like starting out. Obviously, somebody in here was just saying that, you know, the first time you played in L.A. was Room 5, did you say? Which is a small place.
Yeah.
That holds like maybe 30 people or something.
Yeah.
And obviously, as you're going through markets now, this tends to be the way it works, especially if you're getting airplay somewhere.
Yeah.
When you go back to somewhere that you've been a couple of times, if your record's getting played on the radio,
yeah,
the shows get bigger and bigger. And you were saying that you played to a festival crowd the other day of 10,000. What's that like to go from playing for 30 people to 10,000 people in a relatively short period of time?
Well, it wasn't overnight. I mean, if it was, I probably wouldn't be able to play.
But it's a couple of years, right? It's, you know.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, that was the biggest crowd that I'd ever played for. And it was like a great crowd, too. They were really into it. It was amazing. I mean, I walked out on the stage that was the Firefly Festival in Dover, Delaware. And I walked out on stage and I was like, okay, sweet, like ready to play. And then I started to realize how big the crowd was. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is an enormous crowd. But, it feels great. You know, I think that, I'd never had fans before. And, you know, some of my first shows playing in LA, you know, it was like trying to get 30 people to come to a show. So it definitely, it feels really good to be where I'm at now.
What difference does it make to have a song, like Put the Gun Down, get played on the radio, get picked up as a theme tune for television shows. We were just talking about that as well, about how, I mean, we're fortunate here in LA. We have a couple of good radio stations, and there are a few other places in the country that have good radio, but overall, not that much. And getting your music played on a television show or a commercial actually can do a lot more for you than getting played on the radio. So when you have a song like that, that obviously is catchy and has a great hook and got picked up for various things, what kind of difference does that make to you as an artist, first of all, being heard? And then secondly, I'm guessing that's one way that people actually make money out of music these days.
Well, I mean, it depends. For every different show, it's different. Some you might be able to make a lot of money on, some you might not. It just depends. Everyone's different.
But the exposure is huge.
The exposure is great. But I will say, for me, I feel like radio has been really, really rewarding for me. I mean, radio is the biggest difference for us. And I would have never known that before going out and touring. But if I go to a city where I have radio play, so many more people know about me versus if I go to a city where I haven't been played on the radio.
Got it.
So, I mean, it's great being, I mean, we were on the Nashville promo and Pretty Little Liars, and I have made a lot of new fans through that. But I'd say my thing is probably radio.
No. You've been doing a lot of festivals this year. What's that been like?
It's been really great. I mean, every festival is different for us. There's some festivals where a lot of people know us. And it's also younger crowds at some festivals, and at other festivals it's older crowds. And you know, certain cities, you know, we played a festival in Sioux City, Iowa, where people were, you know, hadn't really heard of us too much, and so it's all different everywhere we go right now. It's, you know.
Are you enjoying traveling across the country? I mean, is that something that you'd done before this?
No, definitely not done before this. I had no idea it would be so much traveling.
So what's that like?
You know, I think that it's a lot to get, you know, like a lot of time is spent traveling to get to one place. It really is.
To perform for half an hour or 40 minutes or something.
Yeah. But I mean, I moved to LA, but I don't really live here anymore. It's like I live in a tour bus,
right?
You know, but I think the thing I can say is that I love playing live. You know, my band loves playing live, and I have a great group of people with me out there. So that helps a lot. And I think for all the traveling we do, I think it's worth it when we get on stage.
Let me ask you about songs, because obviously this album, as we said, came out in October last year. How long ago were the songs written that are on this album?
Like a year and a half ago.
Okay. So have you had the opportunity to write since you've been so busy traveling? Are you writing now?
I have just started to write again.
Yeah.
And it's definitely been it's different. I mean, when I wrote this record, I wasn't touring. I was sleeping on an air mattress, and I was living off of like $200 a month, and I was writing all the time. And that's what I was doing with my time. So it's definitely like a new thing for me to try to figure out, you know, how to make time to write when I'm traveling so much and when I'm, you know, touring so much.
You said you just started writing again. Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued to know how, if you've got a handle on it yet, how your writing might have shifted since this batch of songs, which are obviously representative of a period of time.
I think that I still, you know, I'm still probably going to, I still overthink. I'm still an overthinker. So I have a lot to write about because I overthink everything that happens in my life.
I never meet people like
that.
A
blessing and a curse. but I think that there's also, you know, the more I get out there and the more I see other people. I mean, I grew up in a place where I didn't see a lot of live shows. We didn't have a lot of live music in my small town growing up. And now I get to see a lot more live shows. I get to experience a lot more music traveling all over the world. And I think that's gonna change my writing in a way that I want to do things a little bit differently, but still keep my, you know, what my style is.
Well, there's a sensibility, obviously, that, you know, you come to your songs with, and it's important to keep that, as you say. But as you're experiencing all these other things, it's inevitable that things are going to shift somewhat.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I know you're back in L.A. for a show, House of Blues, on September 6th. So that's a little way away, but let's remind people.
Yeah.
And apparently other festivals coming up include Bumper Shoot, Voodoo, which is in New Orleans, strangely enough, and Life is Beautiful, which is in Vegas as well. So sounds like you've got a busy rest of the summer. And then the album's going to come out in Europe as well, right?
Yeah.
Or you're going to Europe or something.
Yeah, it is going to come out there. It's really interesting like going over there because it hasn't come out there yet.
Right.
You know, it's definitely a whole different thing over there. So.
Well, continued success. Thanks for coming back and seeing us.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
ZZWard.com is a place for more information. As I said, Hassle Blues, LA, September 6th. What are you going to finish up with for us?
We're going to play a song that I wrote off till the casket drops called Put the Gun Down.
Okay. ZZ Ward on The Morning Show. It's 88.5 KCSN. Great to have you in. Thanks.
Sky, my back to the wall, my white flag high. Her lips just like a gun. She's got silver bullets on her tongue. Heels deep under her spell. I'm screaming out, but it just won't help. I think I'm cursed. I had him face.
That's ZZ Ward on The Morning Show. Album is Till the Casket Drops. Back in town here for a show September 6th at House of Blues. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
My thanks to Tristan and Matt for sound as well, and Jim Nelson up at the top of the hour.